I went to credits immediately.
That's our and broadcast.
Oh, jeez. Are we good? We're good.
Hey, welcome.
Yay. It's been a long weekend.
It's been a long week.
Yes. What?
And...
We will.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. Go away. We'll see you later.
Bye. Bye.
All right, guys. Welcome to Lost Aspect episode 14.
We've only gone over this four times before the podcast came up, but that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, there's a reason we have someone that writes everything down, and then I just read it. So, episode 14, I'm Casey, still playing Legion.
Danielle, I play Minions.
Jackie, still playing Crix.
Even though you were Signar for a while.
I was, and then Keith cannibalized all of my Signar, so...
What happened?
Oh, he took most of my lances, one of my fireflies, the stuff that's good.
Doesn't he have his own?
No.
Oh.
He has his own other stuff, but he needed my stuff to supplement.
Ah,
so.
Gotcha.
Oh,
whatever.
Sad panda.
Crix is fun anyway.
I heard.
Mm.
Yeah. Crix.
Yeah, Coven's pretty good. Lessons learned from the ATC later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So first, like always, announcements.
Adepticon this weekend.
Coming weekend.
Yeah. So
start. It's Thursday. No, not Thursday. Yeah, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I was confused because I remember it being Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So.
I mean, it is also Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's just Thursday too.
Yeah, Thursday now. I think they still have. Registration and picking up everything on Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they do. They normally do that anyway. Or else wake up super early on Thursday and get in line. Tons of fun.
You know, last time I went to Adepticon, they didn't actually check badges. So I'm totally not advocating this, but yeah.
Well, I read that you can go and look around.
And look around and watch.
But if you want to participate in an event, then you need a badge. That's what I read. Because they're like, we encourage people to come, but...
Experience says...
Yeah. Just show up.
Yeah.
And then Vendor Hall is still also open to no badges because they want to sell stuff.
Interesting.
At least that's what I've heard.
Because we're coming Thursday. Mm-hmm. We have to drop off the animals at various places, so we might just hit the Vendor Hall first and then get our badge later.
Maybe. I don't know. I've always had a badge every time I go.
Yeah.
So I can't say from experience, I've never had a badge going in. So, I don't know.
So I know Casey and I are going. Are you going?
Mm-hmm. No, I work all weekend.
Poop.
Mm.
That sucks.
Yeah,
well, that's a work.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yesterday was a steamroller in Madison, right?
Yep.
Who went? Anybody?
Keith went. He dropped round 3, though. So, I don't know.
I know John went playing Circle.
What?
What the fuck? I know. And Kerb took Circle, too.
What the fuck? Why are they playing Circle?
They're going to try to be the Circle Bro-Bros for ETC. Oh, that Circle jerk.
Oh, my God.
No, that's taken already.
So that's why he was playing Circle. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, are you doing this for funsies? And then he kind of, like, sent some... random response.
That's,
I don't remember.
That's what he does. Yep.
All right,
classic
then.
John.
That's interesting.
Yep. So he went 2-2 yesterday. So
wait, does that mean Ethan's playing Circle too?
I think so.
Oh my God.
I mean, at least he had the army doing it to start with, but. And we just sort of collected Circle as we went because we liked it, the aesthetic of a Circle.
Yeah.
So we've had it. And then Kerr has like every faction, so why not?
Fair enough, I guess.
Now we just need 2 more for their team to get Circle.
Well, it's only 3 for...
Oh, it's only 3 for WTC?
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
At least Nathan had confirmed that on the last podcast. Mm. He kind of made it an executive decision, I think, that it's going to be 3-man teams.
Ah, well, there you go.
So, yeah.
We could have multiple girl teams!
I didn't go yesterday because
painting
Adepticon. Yeah,
yep. I'm to the point of I really did lose a lot of motivation to paint. Especially since part of me really wants to do a new paint scheme.
Yeah. That's fair.
I keep seeing people on Facebook, but they're in painting hell, and I'm just like, suckers.
What we normally do is, like, in January when I was on break for school, mm-hmm. we would just throw on Breaking Bad on Netflix and just paint to that. We've gone through probably 5 or 6 times of watching that.
Oh.
We didn't do it this year, though.
Yeah, we did that for Arrow. That's how George got through all of Arrow season 1, because we watched it straight through.
That gets rough toward the end.
Yeah, he stayed up all night, because he has a new work schedule, and I could tell when he was getting tired, because my one scout, he was painting the eyes green on them, and he accidentally painted its eyelid green. So it's the tranny scout. So I'm keeping it because it's beautiful.
I am a terrible person. I was painting my Death Stalkers, and from afar they look like males. No, they definitely have tits.
Definitely just because it has tits doesn't mean it's not a male. Have you never been to a con? Come on.
That's true. Oh, gosh. Yeah, felt like a bad person there. There's a reason why everyone kept saying she, and it's like, oh, it's a she? Whatever. It. I don't know.
Some of the things can be really flat-chested, though, because I remember there's something mm-hmm. in Scorn, and everyone thought it was a boy. It's like, no, that's a girl. She does have tiny boobs, but...
Mm-hmm. Turns out big boobs aren't the only kind of boobs around
there. Right. Not everything has to be... big titted.
Bodacious.
Yeah.
I mean, the great rack is great, but it's not the only kind of rack.
I can't think of any other
announcements.
No, I'm sure there's some other.
SOOs in May. That's out of the window for me.
I checked for funsies, the Gen Con stuff last night for housing. And oh, the nearest hotel was 11 and a half miles away.
Oh, my God.
That's not bad, actually.
No.
That's better than usual.
Wow. Holy cow. So, hello, people in chat. And are you all ready for DepCon?
Nope.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna be painting.
Speaking of flat boobs, Makeda, definitely.
Yeah.
She's pretty sweet, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Morgul, though? I don't think.
I've never confused Morgul for a chick.
But I think I could see that, though. He's not... He's very slender.
A lot of the Scorn are kind of androgynous, to be fair.
Yeah.
Except for Fatty.
Yeah. Yeah. Tubby McLard bag is great, though.
I don't think there's anybody else. I don't think so.
What's the one that rides the rhino in...
Xerxes?
Xerxes, yeah. He doesn't look very femmy.
Is it that turned into an ancestral guardian?
Zal.
I feel like you lose your gender when you turn into a rock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't think of anybody else, though. I mean, they're all pretty slender.
Yeah.
All right.
So the ATC. Last weekend? Two weekends ago now.
Yep.
That was a time. I'm not going to say fun, but I'm not going to say terrible at the same time.
They put on a good con. Nathan and Travis did a good job.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about your solo adventure?
my solo adventure. I see what you did. So I did Solo Masters because I wasn't sure if I really wanted to play. And I actually wound up having a really good time. I haven't played... very many games of War Machine lately. Like, I doubled the number of games I played in the last year by playing in the Solo Masters. At 3 whole games in one day. And I actually had a really good time. It was fun. I came in 4th out of 7. I was almost top 50%. We almost got there, but not quite. Won 2 games, lost 1. So, it was a good time. It was funny. The person I got paired with for the first round was the person that somebody I had played and done a battle report with for Crippled System about a week or
Steven.
So prior. Steven. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was fun, though.
Oh, wait. Yeah, you did that prior. Oh, that's right. That's funny.
Turns out Coven's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was proud of myself. I scored more control points than anybody because Coven's really good. So.
Right.
Yeah. No, it was fun. I was you guys' coach.
Yes.
I'm a shitty coach. That
said. She wasn't around very much.
I was a better coach than Colin. Colin was the Muse team coach, and he's the worst coach ever.
He's the one with the whistle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even you know he's the worst coach ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only heard the whistle go off once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was at the beginning.
Yep.
But it was me, Casey, Amanda, Celeste, and Becca did the team event. And I think we did fairly well. I mean, for not really
playing
ever.
Well, Becca was outstanding.
Yeah.
They were her first five rounds. First five games that weren't Battlebox. And she won two of them.
Oh, nice.
By not clocking. So that's even better.
Not clocking is a legit way to win.
Not clocking.
Yeah.
Like, the opponents didn't clock themselves, and she, I think one was assassination, because she healed, like, 100-something points.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus, that's a bloodbath.
Yeah. Oh. And then the other one, I don't recall if it was control points or assassination as well, but I know she won two games for sure out of the five, and that's just, she did amazing.
Yeah, she did really good for, I mean, that was her first tournament event too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't even think she's participated in the Baraboo ones.
No, she hasn't.
So I thought she did fairly well.
And I had to give it to our opponents that we went against. They were very good about Zach coming in once in a while just to give a pointer or two. Zach is her significant other. So that was
all of our really opponents great. Seemed very our understanding too.
Our opponents, oh my gosh, we went against people that we've gone against before a lot.
Yeah, I feel like the entire time, except for
the round, a
couple
two.
Of matches, yeah, where people we knew.
So first round, we ended up going against Madison people. I went into Dan, who played Crix. That was not a fun time, but it was Dan, so I was okay.
Yeah, Legion not too happy about Crix.
No. I'm like, people are like, okay, so who wants to go into Crix? It's like, whatever, throw my name down. I don't give a shit. I'm good at dying to Crix. And then round two, we went into some guys from California. Most of the group was fun. I don't want to go too far into it in case they're listening, because some of them weren't as fun.
Yeah, it happens.
Wormwood. I was going to say, yeah, everybody
my Wormwood
team,
guy was not fun.
Because the guy that I played was really nice, and the two guys next to me were really nice too. Mm-hmm. Like, even the one guy was like watching our game, and he's like, do you mind if I give a tip? Because he was just trying to help. Because
sure, yeah.
I was losing anyway.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean, you know, they're the teams that are likely to place or to win it. And I mean, otherwise, does the tournament really matter that much? I mean, there's no need to be hyper-competitive. Yeah,
no.
There, really.
No.
Yeah. Especially when you're in the losing bracket already. Who cares?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep, you're there.
Exactly.
Also, did Becca only win one? I thought she won two.
I don't know.
Maybe the one where she killed a shit ton of stuff, I think she might have still lost. Because I did the same exact thing.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah. I think we did the same thing that round, actually.
Hmm.
So, either way, she did amazing.
First tournament.
Yeah.
Throw it right to the wolves.
Third
round was a blur.
Wasn't it Madison again?
No. It was Minnesota.
I thought it was Milwaukee people.
Mm-mm.
It was Minnesota people?
It was Minnesota people. Because we were more towards the back.
That was one with
Milwaukee
Professor Lust, right?
Yeah, Milwaukee was day two, first game.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So, let's see. I'm forgetting who I went against already. I went against Crix, I went against Wormwood, and then I went against, was it Rhett that night? I don't remember. We should have done this that weekend.
I was going to say, I don't even remember what I played. Round three, I was shit-faced.
Round three was just bad.
I was gone. Usually I get tired and I'm just like, I'm here moving models.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we won that round.
We did.
Because we won two. Wait, how many rounds? I think we won two.
We won two
total.
Rounds total.
I think that one we won.
And that one was won. And then I think the first on the next day, or was it the second one?
The second one.
The second one the next
day. Oh, Raspy Haley. Abby versus Alara. I'm glad somebody knows what's going on.
It's very helpful.
Mm. Team Escape
Room. Alara is...
Oh, yeah, it was Haley. Jesus.
What the hell is Alara?
Oh, that's right. That fucking building was in this zone. Sorry. It was awful.
Yeah. I had one of those. It was next to the flag. That wasn't fun.
Nope.
Five guys,
round four.
Yeah, the five guys was the Milwaukee team.
Yeah.
And I love going into Scorn, by the way. Like, I know their shit. So it's like, I'll do this all day. Because it's like, I know what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And I can stop it.
Five guys, I think that one was the one I was into Legion.
Yeah, it was Legion v. Legion. Yeah,
Legion v. Legion, which I totally had if the Raptors wouldn't have backstabbed Thags. Everything else was dead. It was my game. My game, damn it. Amanda had one of those too, though.
Like, it was really close.
If she would have had two more minutes, we all agreed on this. If she would have had two more minutes in our very first game on day one, it'd have been hers.
Yeah.
It'd have been hers. I don't even remember what she was going into. Was it Menoth? No.
It might have been Menoth. No, that might have been Becca. I don't remember.
I don't recall seeing all that much Menoth and just perusing the tables. Only one or two that I remember seeing.
Very few.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of strange because Menoth's actually in a pretty good spot right,
now. Right, right. Mm-hmm.
Menoth shooting, not fun.
No.
Retribution shooting, not fun. Mm. That was my last round. Mm-hmm. And yeah, shit died. It's like, oh, you're through a forest? I don't care. You have Eyeless Sight, but guess what? You're fucked still because they fucked it over. I'm not sour, guys. I'm really not. Seriously,
meanwhile, I'm just playing all my stealth stuff. Like, eat a dick
and your incorporeal shit. Yeah, eat fuck a dick. You.
I feel like overall my matches went. I went 3-2 overall, but I was really proud of my first game because I went into Quimby with Signar, and I was totally ready for Signar. I had my 4-inch little widget, and like, I'm...
Did he dice the fuck out of you?
I don't remember what happened.
He's good at that.
But he commented, because I had played him, like, in a tournament prior, and he commented the next time, he's like, you are the most prepared for those Lecter Leaps out of anyone that I've seen. Yeah. I hate them.
It's actually not that hard to anticipate them, really.
Well, once
they're very predictable.
Right. Yeah. Well, once you figure out how to place stuff and then measure it, so your other shit, because I have tons of problems with my brigands, because they just get torn to pieces with it, so I have to have a 4-inch widget just to get around it.
I'm pretty sure when I need to go into Signar, I need to take more beast-heavy things instead of units, because I always clump my units together.
Mm-hmm. Got to get used to spreading them out.
Yeah.
That's hard when there's 10 of them. Yeah.
And then now there seems to be more terrain on the board, and that's also a lot of shit tons of forests. And guess what? A lot of my units don't have
Pathfinder. Yeah. Which is funny for elves. I mean, the Wrath Elves get Pathfinder.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we, just move on to Mark IV and make Legion good again? Be great.
Definitely isn't what it used to be. But,
good tournament. It was a good time, though.
Mm-hmm. I think overall it was good. Yeah, I had fun.
Nathan will yell at us if we don't bring up the tables. And how spaced out they were, and how lovely it was not to have chair against chair, butt against butt.
That was actually really nice.
It was very
that
nice.
It was spread out.
The whole con hall didn't overheat.
Yeah.
It didn't smell like sweaty nerd by the end of the weekend. It was good. They did a good job.
And I like that there was beer there. I just have to point
that
out.
Oh, yeah, having drinks there was great.
Although, I made the fatal mistake of after round one, was there lunch? I think so.
Yeah. Yes.
They provided food. That was awesome.
Yeah,
that was
good food, too.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I mean, any food is good for free.
Yeah.
I had made the mistake of getting the orange beer, whatever that
soda. Oh, the Henry's Hard soda? Orange soda?
And I kind of drank it, and I usually have one beer and then I'm gone. So I could totally feel it there. And I'm glad there was time to me to sober up a little bit. Because it's like, see,
that's my one regret about the weekend. My last game in the solo tournament was against Nate White from Chicago. And he and I had a great time in like 2013 or 2014 at War Machine Weekend playing Drunk Machine at the end of that awful like 8-round last chance qualifier tournament.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened because I was blind drunk. We played the most amazing game of Drunk Machine. He was playing Mercs, I think, and I was playing Nemo 1 with Electro Leaps everywhere. So yeah. It was just pirates respawning and Electro Leaps killing them off as fast as they could respawn. It was glorious. So I really regret not getting drunk when we played him again.
I learned that I'm not sure I can handle hard liquor anymore, because last night was just not fun, so I'm thinking I'm just going to go to Woodman's after this and buy 3 more bottles of my wine and take that with this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Someday you'll reach the level of class where you can drink straight out of the box.
They
have wine purses.
I was just about thinking that,
Let's just go straight there.
I should get that wine bra.
Do they have one of those? Yeah.
They do.
Holy shit. I remember water bras from, like, the late 90s.
Yeah, no, there's legit, like, God, wine bras. You just fill it up and it's got a little straw in it.
Oh, God, it's like a camelback, but with your tits.
Yeah. That's
amazing.
Yeah, no, I got a thermal thing to put your wine in, and it keeps it cold for 36 hours.
There you go.
Are you bringing that?
Yes.
A can of wine? That's not bad. You could get... You could get champagne that way, I bet.
Champagne?
Yeah, champagne. I'm not in France. Whatever.
But yeah, it was fun. Definitely we'll go to it again. I'm just excited for next year. And then we got WITC coming up, so we'll see what happens with them.
When is the WITC?
I don't think they declared.
They haven't done it yet.
They were...
August-ish.
Yeah. I think they were wanting to avoid August, kind of, because of Gen Con.
Oh,
yeah.
That makes sense. There's a lot of cons, and there's Game Hole Con.
Right. Well, that's in November.
Game Hole was in October, November.
Yeah. It's a different one.
It's always the same.
There's another big one that's in August. I can't remember what it is.
Yeah.
But there's someone's wedding in August. Celeste, dear.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In Indiana. I'm not driving to Indiana 2 weeks in a row. I'm sorry, honey. No. I can't do it. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
We're going to see what we can do about going.
Ooh, strawberry beer sounds good. I'm always partial to Angry Orchard as a cinnamon apple hard cider. That's really good.
I've never had it.
It's good.
I should try it.
I should bring some. Next time we have a drunk painting day. Yeah.
The cinnamon one I didn't care for. I'm still just the crisp apple.
Crisp apple's not bad. The ginger apple's pretty good too, actually.
I don't think I've tried that one.
That one's worth trying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I experienced why I shouldn't paint in public or with alcohol, because I was at our local game store and I swear to God the bottle was closed. I started shaking it and then it started going everywhere. Yeah. And it was hot pink, and I'm just like, this is why I don't paint. Only at home. So I haven't
painted in such a long time. I got super burnt out from painting. I tried to paint way too much a couple of years ago, and I just haven't been able to get back to it. So
that's hard. I know the feeling.
Adepticon suckers.
I don't know. I'm to the point where I might bring back my war spears, because those are fully painted.
Doesn't matter if they're bad on the table. At least they're done.
I was going to ask you, what event are you doing?
I don't think I have any events signed up besides Iron Arena.
Okay. Oh, the Sam Smith stuff is really good. Their hard cider is really good, and their chocolate stout beer, I'm told, is excellent as well.
I also enjoy Strongbow apple.
Strongbow's a little bit sweet for my taste.
I love sweet.
They have a honey apple that's sweet, but it's sweet in the way that I like. But I usually like the drier ones. Like when we went to England, their ciders were very, very good. But.
Yeah. Anyway, you were going to say something. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I was going to say, because Aaron doesn't have a painted army, and I'm wondering how strict they'd be for Iron Arena.
It doesn't matter as much. Say, it's when you're doing the tournaments that they care.
Right.
Because
On Iron Arena?
Really?
Somebody said they don't police Iron Arena for painting.
Okay.
They might
Yeah, it's not a privateer press rule. It's an Adepticon rule.
Yeah.
Adepticon, yeah. I believe it used to be a big 40K tournament, and that's right. why it was. But
okay.
Yeah, no, it's the Adepticon overlords, not PP.
I was going to say, I would think they'd be more worried about the tournaments than Iron Arena, because I figure if your opponent... I knew you were Travis. I figured if your opponent's okay with it, which I'm sure...
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to care.
And the point system that they do is... if it's painted or not, so you get a point if it's painted.
Right.
So, I mean, if it's not painted, whoop-de-doo.
Whatever. Yeah.
There's one point gone.
Because I'm participating in the Friday event, the Masters, I think, where you get to, you have that side set of army that you can put into.
Oh yeah, your, I forget what it's called, not reserve. Starts with an R, I think.
I can never
remember
confused.
What the word is, but it's yeah, where you can switch out 10, 20 points, however many it is now. It used to be 10.
Yeah. So I'll be doing that. I wasn't sure what you're doing, and
I normally just Iron Arena. I don't recall them having a spell draft this year, because we did that last year.
Oh, that was fun.
I lost every game last year. I thought I had really good spells.
Because people drafted broken bullshit.
But they drafted even more broken bullshit. Yes. Yes. So it was...
A specialist. Yeah. It's specialist.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that I have painted. I just... Yeah.
So for those of you who are worried about the painting, you just need 3 colors. Doesn't matter if it's pretty or not.
My Victor Pendrick looks
three colors.
So
spray
bad.
Paint, go.
Spray paint, go.
I was thinking for my meat thresher. Did I tell you guys what I wanted to do for? Well, okay. So my Sturm and Drang are they're painted like Immortan Joe from Mad Max.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
It looks really great.
Oh, and you want to do the party wagon like Mad Max?
Yeah.
That's a really Mad Max kind of thing.
That's what I'm going to do.
That'll
so
be fun.
Can
you have a pole vaulting dude?
I probably
could. Because there's a guy on pole vaulting.
Because there is a guy on top that shoots the gun. I think there's two pigs.
Yeah, you could have him on pole.
Yeah.
Bring him to Peg on Wednesday, and we can mod that. That's going to be sweet. We just get like a little wire rod, and it'll be great.
That would actually be
pretty
awesome.
Making pigs great again, guys.
But I'm thinking about leaving the thresher actually black, because I'm going to paint it black anyway. I'm going to paint the pig and hope that kind of passes, because technically it will be 3 colors, just a lot of black.
Yeah, so, whatever.
I mean, I figured Nathan's Convergence is mainly gold.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah, Convergence is kind of rough for the 3 colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's mainly metal.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
The guitar pig.
Oh.
I could strap a guitar to his back. Actually, that might be cool.
No, you have to have it on shooting the flames. That was the most metal movie ever.
I could go through our bone stuff, see if I find anything.
I'm sure. Or we could probably make something with resin too.
There's it's like a spray foam that you can use to make really cool fire effects. And smoke effects as well.
I just thought of something. We could do that for, you know, the fire, but there's these little Funko Pops that are like this, they're very tiny, like 2 or 3 inches high, and there's one for ETC for Heroes of the Storm, and he has a guitar, so we could just rip the guitar off his
thing.
That
works.
And then mod it.
His axe would work well, actually.
Yeah. We're doing this.
It's going to be amazing.
Guitar bits can be had from old 40K bits.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots
I'll
of guitar pieces
something out.
That you can find that from these. Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, once we started doing that, it's like, oh, this is going to be great.
I'm excited to see it.
I never really thought what I was going to do with my pigs, because George was asking me this weekend, what's your theme? And it's like...
Mad Max. There you go.
Colors? Minion? Brown? Green? I don't know, but yeah, definitely Mad Max with the pigs. I was going to put silver around the pig's mouth, too.
Yes. Shiny and chrome. Yes.
Going all out for this.
Oh, my goodness. Awesome.
Sometimes when we waste meds, so at work, when we waste a narcotic, we need to have somebody to co-sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we ever need, some of us, we need a co-sign, and there's another, there's a couple of other guys there. Into similar stuff, I'll just yell, "Witness me!" And they know what we're
That's
looking
awesome.
For. Yeah, it's great.
I wish I could do that at work.
We do have a Twitter account. I think Andy still has all the passwords and stuff.
I think Amanda got access
to it. Amanda might have gotten access to
it. I'm not very good on Twitter.
I have a Twitter that I don't look at.
What, Andy?
What are you guys doing with it?
Nothing.
Somebody was just asking. Apparently it's at @CS_lost_aspect. Oh, yep, he's got it.
There we go.
Craig knows more about our podcast than we do.
I don't like Twitter. I'm on Twitter because I follow War Machine people because that's how I find out about things. I feel like I'm stalking them, but that's how I get to know things, and I just don't like to use
There's no shame in stalking.
Now we just need Instagram. I don't even like Instagram.
How about you just all add me on Snapchat and I won't Snapchat you anyway because I don't do it very often.
I don't understand people who use Snapchat for something other than nude pictures. That's what Snapchat was made for. It flashes across your screen for 5 seconds and then it goes away. And you hope that they didn't take a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Russian roulette but with naked pictures. That's what it's supposed to be.
Andy just said sign me up for those that couldn't hear him.
It's a little creepy, Andy. All right. Yeah, no lost aspect Snapchat.
No.
Guys,
no. Yeah, not for
happening.
Me.
So,
do we want to talk about the death of PG, as Jackie politely put it?
Yeah.
So, as we all
get why,
are
but
aware.
It's really sad.
Yeah, I...
Rest in peace, PGs.
Yeah, I feel...
Fucking die!
Are you sure you didn't die, Andy?
I know.
Yeah, Snapchat does tell you if they screenshot. I think you can block it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but what are you going
to
do?
Yeah, you take your second... You take your one phone that you got Snapchat on, you take your second phone, and you take the picture with the second phone and the first phone. There's so
commitment.
Many ways around that.
That's a huge commitment.
No, it's
like,
not.
Okay.
Okay,
gotta
we're
have at the same time.
Pretty sure this is a naked picture.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
I mean, so, and if it tells you that somebody screenshot it, like, what can you really do about
not
it?
Not a damn thing.
Like,
call them and yell at them.
Yeah,
like,
hope that they delete it.
Delete that shit.
Yeah, naked pictures are never deleted, by the way. It's just a rule of the internet. They'll always be out
they
there.
They'll always be there.
Forever.
Forever.
Yep.
Yep, as John Oliver pointed out last season, dick pics. Dick pics everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's not a female-exclusive thing. Dick pics never go away either.
Yep.
Even if nobody ever wants to see them, they're still there.
Mm-hmm. That's the Russian roulette of the lost aspect Snapchat.
Oh,
no.
So if you sign up, you know, you might get...
You might get a boob pic every now and then.
And then you just get an ass crack at Andy.
I might be on board with this now.
Oh, that's funny. Snapchat.
Oh, Celeste can surprise people with sex toy pictures.
Yep.
Yeah. The Hungerford and the giant purple dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Mr.
That.
Dependable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Dependable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, jeez. But yes, the PGs.
The PGs.
Do we want to, like, get in more on that for people that may have not know about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so the PG program is going away at the end of April. It's basically the long and short. And PP hasn't officially said why. It seems reasonable to believe it's been in the works for a while because they have a thank you mini that's an exclusive for the PGs that are out there now. So it takes a while to make a mini, obviously.
Yeah.
You have to 3D design it and you have to have somebody sculpt it and all the other bullshit that comes along with it. So it seemed kind of out of left field, to be perfectly honest with you. Yeah,
it was kind of a shock when it got announced.
Yeah, it's really a shame because it was such a good program for getting people to demo battle boxes and run tournaments and stuff like that, you know, and incentivizing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Even just to be nice to people to get them to keep playing.
Yeah.
I will admit, the model that they're giving, I really want a resculpt for the normal model so I can get one that looks like it without the shield. Like, it looks so cool. It reminds me of the...
What is the model again?
It's the Boker.
Oh.
The Ogre Invoker.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it reminds me of the orc, right? From The Hobbit.
The orcs?
The one guy that they made a character that wasn't really a
orc. Yeah. He's an orc. He's like the Menoth guy that pulls the battle engine along. He's kind of like that for the orcs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it reminds me of that, and I really want one if it was resculpted, because I'd feel bad if I got a PG one, but I think out of all of the sculpts that they've done for the PGs, that's the best one I've seen.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, they did a good job from what I saw. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little, I think that our PGs will, well, they won't be PGs, but I think
a lot of them will continue doing what they're doing already. It's just a shame that they can't be incentivized to do that.
Right. Yeah. And we don't know what they're going to get for running events.
If
they're going to put into a place a new thing or not, yeah.
Because they said that they were going to still do, like, support, yeah, but they're it was going to be do support, different.
But it's going to be through the game shop instead of directly through the PG. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, I just want to say... Which I
guess there's an advantage to that, too. There's some game shops don't have a PG. Or have anybody who's interested enough to be a PG. So maybe it's good for those shops. I guess I don't really know. I've always been at shops that do have at least one. So.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say thanks to all the PGs. You guys have helped out. I remember first tournaments that I went to, it was, especially Nathan, was really supportive about stuff. And I remember one time, Andy, I think you actually thought I walked out. Because I got really mad at somebody was being a jerk. And... Oh. You thought I walked out, but I just packed up my bag because I didn't know that I could leave my bag. So, and Nathan came up and talked to me just to make sure I wasn't walking out because he thought that I was leaving because I was mad. But no, I think everyone's great, and I think everyone will continue doing it, but I really appreciate you guys. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Thank you.
I'll step in the frame for a second here. Maybe you can hear me on the thing. But I think it will definitely show you which PGs were in it for... The incentives?
Yeah.
Sure.
As compared to the community. So,
well, sure, that's true.
If you see us still, you know, trying to run events, you know, being at the local store, trying to set up people playing it with each other, that's what they wanted.
Right.
They didn't want the PGs that were
doing it for free stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure those were out there, too, you know.
The other thing is and this is a hot rumor, but obviously Privateer is not going to verify it. Mm-hmm. There's the Magic.
Yeah.
The Magic Judges lawsuit.
The Magic Judges lawsuit. Which hasn't even resolved yet, so I think that's a little bit premature.
But
they're looking like they're going to settle.
They might settle, but what Wizards was doing was illegal.
Yeah.
And in a sense... Basically sets precedence for other.
Yes, no, and that's exactly what it is, unfortunately.
Sadly, that's my belief. That's probably why they said it.
Well, yeah,
and that lawsuit's been. We can't suddenly support 2,000 volunteers, making them employees, and then retroactively paying them back. Then.
Oh yeah, Wizards of the Coast is owned by Mattel. They can afford that.
Correct.
You know that lawsuit's not going to be a business ending lawsuit. Privateer, that would be a business ending lawsuit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they could do what Fantasy Flight Games did and create their own nonprofit, basically, that's for their judges and for their equivalent to PGs.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what Fantasy Flight Games did, because they also don't want to get sued like Wizards of the Coast did.
There is one kind of working on it. Yeah. That you made. It's I ended up calling it either the Revenant Gang or the Revenant Crew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure which one it is, but there's some folks, some ex-PGs that are doing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I know there were some events like War Machine Weekend, and I can't remember the other one, but they made a post about it too, and they're saying, you know, we will still go on. We're just going to figure out what we're going to do, because a lot of their events were run by PGs, and now there's no more PGs. Mm-hmm. It's like you got to figure out.
Yeah, and even some of the ones that were directly supported by PP, like War Machine Weekend, or like Adepticons, PP is going to be there.
Right,
but they're not running events by themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Because they need help.
Yeah, I think there's so much going on. I think even Lock and Load they use PGs pretty extensively for, and that's their own con.
Right.
Wilson had mentioned that was going to probably go into more of a either for contract, or they're going to be contacting. go on employment places to bring people in.
Oh, that sounds like a great plan.
That'll probably be for like Gen Con, you know, like where you have the people that are going to be, you know, the people grabbing stock and then have to run a cab.
That sounds like such a shit idea.
It does.
Just what we want, somebody from an unemployment agency running your tournament.
Yeah, or doesn't care.
Doesn't know the rules at all, you know.
Could be better.
Hey, judge!
They said that they were going to be bringing more staff on to like Gen Con and,
sure. Those type of events. That's expensive for PP too, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it sounds like that it'll be probably more contract-based, like Travis. Mm-hmm. Travis is more of a contract, so when he's at events, he's basically technically an employed by Privateer. And if Travis is in chat, he could probably yell at me for saying that.
He's in chat. Too bad.
But that's what he is.
Oh, they're saying it's a black Ogryn Booker, so clearly that's...
Yeah, no, if you look at the artwork for it, he's on a pirate ship.
He's on one of the
Crix pirate ships. I'm getting one.
That's pretty sweet.
If you talk to Brian, you could probably get... He'd probably sell it to you.
Really?
Yeah, talk to Geezy.
Okay.
Because he's getting it too, and he's not...
He's not excited about it?
How much have you seen? He's been playing.
Yeah, that's fair. Playing for like 2 years.
Okay.
I mean, he might still keep it because it is a collector. You can use it in Crix.
Yeah.
Not Crix, but in Scorn.
All right.
But
is he back to Scorn?
He's only Scorn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the Ogryns could be. I'm wondering if that was the reason why they suddenly became useful for everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense because that was a big thing when minions could start using them.
Yeah. Alright, sorry.
Hey, alright,
thanks, Andy.
Give him some PG insight.
Alright. Got a couple more topics.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about Cid? I don't know anything about it, so.
So it's the community development, basically. So it's basically community driven playtesting for stuff. Like right now they're doing Grimkin. It sounds like they're going to be doing Crix next, some of the parts of Crix. So. It's a forum that they, you actually have to be manually approved for it, so somebody has to know who you are and stuff like that. But you can post your feedback about what you'd like to see done with certain models, like you actually playtest stuff.
Yep.
So it's their response to 3 years of playtesting.
Yeah.
Now it'll be in lots of nerds' basements instead of just like two or three.
Do you know? It's a good idea, though.
And they're going to be relatively strict about feedback received. Like, you can't say, this is hot garbage, for example. I know this because Keith was rather upset about not being able to say that something's hot garbage, but... Yeah. That's the CID. Right now they're doing Grimkin, so we can talk about Grimkin, too. They're doing a lot of playtesting with that, so that's...
Yeah, I think that's the only thing that's in
so far. The yeah, CID that's all right now. In there. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a chance to join myself yet, but I probably will in like a week or two when I've got a chance.
Mm-hmm. I feel terrible for saying this, but I don't think I'm gonna sign up for it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know. I was thinking about it on the drive here, and like for Heroes of the Storm, there's I can't think of what it's called, but it's like instead of the regular game, there's like the back end of the game where you can like playtest things.
Yeah, the beta version.
I don't like it. I don't like to playtest things.
I mean, not everybody likes to give feedback, and frankly, not everybody gives good feedback. So.
That's the other thing too. That's what I kind of worry about because I mean, I'm sure they're monitoring it well, but everyone has access to it, and hopefully, they get some good feedback.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'm gonna do it.
I don't know enough about this flipping game. So I'm not going
to do it. I thought you might be interested in it because of Grimkin.
Yeah, I do.
They look really good. Their rules are really good. Yeah. I still hate them, but they look really good.
I wouldn't mind playtesting the Grimkin just to try and get more of a feel for what they're trying to accomplish with them.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm still... really bad at going into other armies in the first place.
Yeah.
So I would not be very good at, you know, mixing this unit with this unit, try to make everything work really well and all that fun stuff. And
sure.
Like, oh, no, this could be better this way. No, that's... My mind is not creative enough for that.
Yeah, and being able to find broken shit is part of what they need.
So. Right. Yeah, so they need Brian's and John's.
Yeah, like, right. I know Keith is into it right now because that's what he does, is he finds the broken shit and exploits it until they nerf it into the ground. So...
We have a lot going on in the chat.
Yes, we do. So and we want people who provide decent content. Not that everyone doesn't.
Everyone doesn't. But you can be straightforward with that, Travis. Not everybody gives good feedback. Some people aren't programmed that way. You know, that's not something everybody does well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can sign up to see the artwork. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But as Travis knows from the ATC, I'm not very good at positive feedback. I'm really hoping that remodeling is done next year.
So you're
going to
be the one who's good at saying, this is hot garbage, guys. And then get banhammered.
I really wish I would have gotten a chance in that tub, though.
Don't you do the whirlpool?
Yeah.
The tub?
Oh, the rooms at the ATC had giant ass tubs.
Oh, nice. We stayed at the Best Western like a block or so away, and there was, the pool didn't look bad in the morning, but in the evening they pumped this horrible, like, floral chlorine scent into the place, and it just stank horribly, and I'm convinced they were trying to get the kids that were in the pool out of the pool as quickly as possible by pumping the scent in. But it was gone by morning, so I don't know what it was. But both nights that we were there, it was...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Our pool is closed for remodeling.
Amanda got into the pool, and then she couldn't get out of the pool. How did she... She got in.
She got in, and then she had to, I think, go... up the stairwell down the stairwell because you needed your key to get out.
You need your key to get out. And I think her key card wasn't working.
Yeah.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Right. Guess you're trapped in the whirlpool now.
Yeah, I thought that was... The key cards were...
Frustrating. But off of that, because I know Travis heard enough of that. Oh, it's ATC. Okay. Sorry, Travis.
I just remembered that, but...
Okay, Grimkin, yes, that was
the Jesus Con that was next to us was fun.
Oh my gosh, I didn't get to experience that.
Okay, I walked by it enough times to do enough experiencing. So at the ATC, next there were two cons going on. There was us playing with our toy soldiers and giant monsters, and then there was a Jesus Con that was like two or three rooms down from us. And I remember walking by a couple of times, and there was Christian rock playing, and there were people with their hands up with like tears running down their faces with Jesus music playing. A couple of people asked me if I was coming for the Lord or, you know, something like that. And I'm like, no, I'm coming to kill people.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I didn't experience any of that, so.
No. You didn't miss anything. I'm glad.
We did, what was enjoyable was back to ATC, but the tournament, or after the tournament on Saturday where we played board games. Mm. That was a lot of fun. We always kind of do that.
What was that fucking robot one that we played?
That one, I was getting it, but man, I was just like, I'm too tired to even
think. Too tired for that shit.
I can't think this hard.
And then I get one, like, in 17 steps, and here comes Nathan, 11, and it's just like, God damn it, Nathan. I had it. Amanda she gave up.
Oh, yeah. On the board game side, yeah. I'm excited. There's a Kickstarter for a game called Cytosis that I'm really excited for. It's a worker placement board game but it's cell based. So there's all the various different organelles that have different functions you can place workers on. I'm so excited about that.
Bring your doctor nerd out.
I like biology more than's probably healthy, so I was pretty excited. And it's all accurate. Ricochet robot?
That's what we're talking about. Yeah. I was just too bush.
I haven't played that game in such a long time. That's one of the best board games.
It's fun. Like, I'd probably get it and play it when I'm not
when maybe
exhausted.
We're drunk and not going through 3 days, 3 hours.
Oh, drunk Ricochet Robot's the best way to play Ricochet Robot.
It was fun. I was just exhausted. I'm just like, I just can't. I can't. All right, but do we want to talk about? I had Grimkin down, but I don't know.
Really kind of I think we did.
They're in the CID. Is the long short?
Okay. Yeah.
Last thing I had is the Gatorless, unless you guys have anything else to think about or talk about.
No, not really.
So, the Gatorless got spoiled, and it's out next week, and I'm actually really excited about it, because...
for Gatorman Posse coming back.
Yes, mm-hmm. they are. So, in the theme list, you can only play Gators, or Rask. You get an extra 2 inches of deploy for each 20 points in a unit of... in any type of Gator unit, you get a free solo, or you get a free bull snapper.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. So, sorry. little snapper. I love my snappers. Mm-hmm. And then the posse get 3 extra boxes, which I think...
Oh, shit. those things were assholes already.
Which people are mad about, and people are sour that they should innately have it, but...
They were dropped down to 5, right?
Yep, they were dropped down to 5.
Okay, I'm less opposed
and
to that. Then.
I think, and I know Nathan was saying this last week too on Crippled System, but the reason why is because they were too good in other factions.
They were way too good. They were the best. They were phenomenal. In yeah. Scorn, dude.
Oh, they were. Yeah. That's why I played Scorn. Was because they were great.
The Gatormen were awesome. Yeah.
And now I don't because they suck.
I haven't seen Gatorman on the table since Mark 3.
No one played them. No. It was pretty sad.
Which is sad because they're really cool models. Right. Like they're
really nice, but they just couldn't survive. So now I playtested my first game last week, and it's great because the Boker and Shamblers are considered part of the unit, they count to get my 20 points. Uh-huh. So I think I had 2 bull snappers. I think I had 2 units of posse, the shambler, and then 2 bull snappers off of that. I can't remember. I did my math wrong, and I should have had 1 less solo. But I liked it overall, because I just, instead of having the brigands in my list, I added the posse in my list. And I feel like, even though it's not the same, I feel like it does the job a little bit better because I mean the brigands, they shoot and then they charge in with Hog Wild, but at least the posse can tough it out and even tie some things up a little bit better too.
Well, and boxes for value or in boxes for points, I mean the Gators are a decent deal, all things said. They're not terrible.
And then on Rask's feet, you can't shoot them.
No.
And then they have, that extra 2 inches is great on deploy, and then they have a prayer that gives them 2 inches too, so they just book right up the board. It really reminds me of my old Rasheth list that I used to play, where he also had 2 extra inches of deploy.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It was, that list was bullshit.
I loved it. It was so great.
I wasn't too torn up about it since I was playing Signar, but that list was bullshit.
And now Rasheth is better, and unfortunately, if he could take Posse and... make Posse great again in Scorn, but we won't go there. So overall, I think I need to tweak my list a little bit, but I'm pretty happy with the theme list, even though people are sour about whatever.
Theme lists in general, I was almost kind of hoping they wouldn't come back with, to be perfectly honest with you. I can see an argument to be made by having theme forces, because they do help balance out some of the weaker things, like the Posse, or like Beth Maddox is balanced a lot better with theme forces. Right. But I kind of dislike the fact that it pushes the meta toward using theme forces, and that's it.
Right.
Just because it's, especially now that you can use each theme force with every caster.
Right.
It's just, I don't like having to play effectively 9 points down because I didn't want to play the theme force.
That's fair.
It kind of streamlines things toward the theme force.
And I really thought they were going to shy away from giving you free models.
I kind of thought so too, and I'm a little bit disappointed about that. Like, were the theme force, like, you get the 3 extra boxes for the Gatorman Posse, that's fine for the theme force.
And the 2 extra inches, awesome.
Sure.
When you're adding those models on again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you said, if you're not playing in a theme force...
then you're playing, effectively playing 10 points down, or however many points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I really thought they were going to make it so that wasn't a thing this time. But
the conspiracy theorist in me almost wants to say, I wonder if they'll start making theme forces for stuff that's not selling well. That's probably a conspiracy theory, that said. PP usually doesn't do that, but...
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not... grab them by the posse.
Yes. I have my gator leggings, so.
2 extra inches does make all the difference. Please
don't grab my legs. Yeah, I.
Oh, I want to play Ricochet Robot now.
We'll have to do a game day of Ricochet Robot.
Oh, that could be a fun cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We could have the thing on the board and
yeah.
Just be us talking.
And saying, how the fuck do you get this color over there?
Oh my god, we could do a stream of play by... Have you guys seen the Pokemon Twitch where, like, it's the old school, like, red and blue?
Yeah.
And then you would give the commands. Yeah, so we could do that.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Yeah. I remember watching them get trapped in the rocket base in...
That was terrible.
Yeah, in Celadon City.
Oh my gosh.
They were stuck there for, like, 20 hours.
Yes.
It was great.
That's what that game reminded me of. That's the best way I could describe it to Aaron. It's like, it's that thing in Pokemon, the Team Rocket area.
Yeah,
where you just roll around and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. Oh, I'm not going to be at Adepticon. you need to come for a Wednesday, Travis, and bring Ricochet Robot, and we can just say, fuck War Machine, let's play some board games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I'm crawling out of the grad school hole, finally, so... Now I get to actually like have social days, so maybe we should have board game days at Jackie's house again.
Mm-hmm. Board games are fun.
Why does everyone have to live in Madison or Baraboo? Like, can't you all just move out by me?
Where are you at again? Cross Plains?
No.
Okay.
I'm like another 40 minutes past.
Oh.
Why don't you move? How long does it take you to get here?
It takes about an hour to get here.
Oh my gosh. Why don't you move?
That was cheap.
Move to a better place.
Is it an hour for you guys to drive home from Baraboo too?
Just about.
So you guys are in the same boat. So when you're as tired as me, it's for a reason. I feel bad for you because then you work on Saturdays too.
Yep.
At least I don't work.
Oh, speaking of rural stuff, Vassal has gotten better. Are you guys familiar with Vassal?
Mm-mm. No.
Vassal is basically you can set up your own board and have pieces, and you can play a game of War Machine on, or other stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can play
it
with,
with somebody else via the internet. It used to be shitty, and it used to not work very well at all, but I don't even know what they've improved on it, but it works fairly well now. So you can play people like, Keith has been playing Pat from in London.
Cool.
And it's been fun, actually.
That's nice.
Yeah, so you can play, now you don't necessarily have to come all the way to Baraboo or Madison to play. Mm-hmm. You can play in your underwear in your basement. It's pretty sweet.
My basement's cold and unfinished.
Oh, well, maybe
I'm
not.
I'm working on it.
All right. Do we have anything else?
We have the recommendations.
Four. Yeah. We could probably...
Is it really only four?
It's only four.
That went really fast.
That's good. We talked about a lot of stuff, though.
And it was only an hour. We normally, like, push these out for 2 hours.
We normally have dildos to play with, too.
That's true. We normally have Amanda.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or Celeste.
Who's the talkative one. Yes. Or Celeste.
I'm out of topics. I was going to say, I'm trying to think of any other topics.
Yeah. I guess on behalf of Amanda, she is playing Convergence again, and it's actually going really well.
That's good.
And that was, from the ATC is really and good. Stuff. Yeah.
That's most of why I'm sad about the theme forces, to be honest with you, because I really, really like the Convergence, the dudes.
Servitors?
Yeah, not the servitors, the models. The units. There we go, the units.
Okay.
Like the shield guard units and the other units, and you can't use those with theme force.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I never see them anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No more OptiFex directives, guys. Womp womp. I remember thinking how much bullshit that was. And it was bullshit, but it was still fun, even though you can't activate them in the same turn anymore, and you can't really do the bullshit anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a question. Who is your favorite Power Ranger, and why is it Tommy?
Okay, in that Power Rangers, yes, Tommy was my favorite. But in Lost in Space, it got handed to Andros, the Red Ranger.
Okay. Gosh.
Followed by Zach, the White Ranger. Followed by Crow and the Purple Ranger.
I am not
Bad Lady.
I'm not very up on my Power Rangers. My favorite was the Yellow Ranger when I was little. It was the Yellow and the Red Ranger are the ones that I liked the most. I was not a Tommy fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went against the popular vote of Tommy.
Though I do still love that the Pink Ranger is always the chick, and the Yellow Ranger is always the Asian.
Yep.
Always.
Always.
Never fails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's even how it is in the Power Rangers movie coming up, isn't it?
It is. Fuck's sake. We were giggling about that the other day.
I am really excited for Elizabeth Banks, though, as Rita.
She looks pretty good. Surprisingly. Like, when they first announced her, I'm like,
eh. Yeah, no, when they announced her, it's like, oh, yeah, I can see that. But then, you know, they showed the costume, and it's just like, it's cool.
Yeah.
It really shows her off, but I still kind of expect the old little short little Asian with the big dress and the big headdress thing. You know, but I think it'll be pretty great. I'm a fan of that old school one. That one was awesome. Yep, that one.
Oh, that's awesome.
God. Oh, the awful, awful Ghost in the Shell movies coming out at the end
that's
of the month.
That's not going to be awful.
It is going to be horrendous.
It is not. Yes, I'm looking it is. Very
they have already butchered the entire concept of Ghost in the Shell. It's gone from being sweet Motoko, who's in a car accident and became full cyborg because she wouldn't have survived otherwise, and now works for the government, to they tried to take over and now I'm seeking revenge. It looks so bad. And Scarlett Jo is terrible in this
content. That's the reason why I won't see a Scarlett Jo.
No. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna pay to see Beauty and the Beast because fuck the homophobes. there's no other reason, just because that. And then I'm gonna sneak into the Ghost in the Shell movie just so I can say I've seen it. Because I don't want to actually financially support Ghost in the Shell because it looks like Dragon Ball Evolution of Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
And Ghost in the Shell was too amazing for them to ruin like that. But I still kind of want to see it because I like terrible movies. So
I don't like Scarlett Johansson.
I do, and I think she fits it perfectly.
No, she does not. She does not fit Motoko at all. She does a good job in some other movies. I don't hate her, but she was not cast well in that.
Come on, Travis, back me up here. She's gonna be beautiful.
Beautiful is one thing, right for the role
perfect.
Is another.
Yeah. She's going to be perfect.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. I'll give you that. No, I'd hit that any day of the week. However.
Like, her as Black Widow, it drives me nuts. She kind of had the accent in Iron Man 2, totally lost it. Mm. And it's like, you're not fucking Black Widow just because you're in a black suit and you have red hair.
Yeah.
Like, fucking act like her. Mm-hmm. Sorry, it drives me crazy. I really don't like Scarlett Johansson because she ruined Black Widow. I'm sorry.
Today we learned.
This is our only thing that we probably don't agree on.
Today we learned Casey's wrong about everything. Dream Kim, the ATC, Ghost in the Shell. Yeah, no, Ghost in the Shell was such a well-made series, and it got into so many good philosophical ideas, and then they turned it into bullshit.
That's okay. You just watch, and it's going to be like a top-rated movie.
I mean, it's just going to be a standard action flick, which is fine if it were just a standard action flick, but it's not. It's supposed to be Ghost in the Shell, and it's not, and it pisses me off. Kind of like how Dragon Ball Evolution was supposed to be sweet. And
oh, yeah, no, that was fucking
terrible. Dragon Ball Evolution.
I didn't even go and watch it. I did not even go and, like, they had...
Dragon Ball Evolution China, was amazing because it was so bad.
China had the burial for Dragon Ball. Because that movie was so bad. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do it.
Yeah, no, Dragon Ball Evolution successfully crossed the threshold from so bad it's actually kind of good. I'm sorry, the guy who played Piccolo was the best.
I don't.
He was just a dude they painted green and called good.
I was gonna say, I think I kind of remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
Goku was an obnoxious high school student. I mean, come on.
Yep. Yeah, no. Nope, never gonna happen.
It was the Mulholland Drive of anime, except it made more sense. It was great.
There are a lot of ones online that do their own that look significantly better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, the Dragon Ball Evolution was a shit pile. But it was a hilarious shit pile, at least.
Yeah, there was, before Power Rangers was a movie, there was a fan-made, like, trailer they did. And that was so great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I love that so much.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't see how they could get all these awesome graphics, you know, if it's just out of your own little
Ghost in the Shell is going to be the Avatar The Last Airbender. That's a great way of putting it. Airbender. Yeah, the live-action Avatar The Last Airbender. That's the perfect way of putting it.
Oh, boy.
We'll see.
Yeah,
I have hopes. I have hopes. Might not pay to see it right away. I might do a $5 Tuesday or something.
That's not bad, though. Get your tickets early because, oh my God.
No, you have to get your tickets in the first week or else it's gone out of the theaters already.
Not if you go at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
Dude, movies only last a week in the theater now. Maybe 2 weeks. Really? Unless you're fucking Rogue One, who was there for 5 months.
Well, that made sense. People went to watch and rewatch that and they knew that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like, one weekend, it's like,
jeez, hey, even Travis is saying, don't hold your breath, Casey.
Shut up, Travis. I'm hoping, okay? Okay. But, like, there was one weekend, it's like, oh, I just want to sleep in. You know, let's go see this movie instead of XXX. Next weekend rolls around, it's gone.
Wow.
Thankfully, a week after that, it's out on DVD.
not quite. And I found out last weekend it was at our local theater. It's like, son of a bitch, I missed it.
That's what the one thing I like about the Dollar Theater in Madison is a month later, it's still there.
Yeah.
You know,
you can find it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the one over on Odana?
Yeah.
By Peg.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Maybe it'll get it. I don't know.
American Gods is at the end of the month. I completely forgot about that. Good. Oh, I'm so excited for that.
That's good. Mm-hmm. Also, another movie with the god title is the Egyptian gods movie.
Gods of Egypt?
Yes. That was actually really good.
I heard it was better than expected. They did a pain train on it, and I couldn't attend. But
it wasn't actually a pain train. It was legitly good. Some of the graphics were a bit on the iffy side for a major motion picture, but it was good. It was good.
If the graphics are the biggest complaint you have about a movie, it couldn't have been too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And no, American Gods looks amazing. That cast looks fantastic. I'm really excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I know nothing about these movies, so I'm just
read the book, Neil Gaiman, American Gods.
Oh, really? Yes, I love him. Sandman is amazing.
Mm-hmm, they're making American Gods into a Starz series, and it looks incredible.
I'll have to check that out. No, I love Sandman. Oh, God, Sandman's so good.
Sandman was really good, too.
I cried at the end.
Aw.
I didn't want him to do that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
No spoilers, but God, I was so mad. And then the last book, I was just angry.
It made sense, though.
I know, but I didn't want it to happen, and then I was just angry and not happy with the ending.
I've heard Norse mythology is quite good, too, the new book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's different from his other books, though, is what I'm told. At least I haven't read it myself yet, but I guess it's literally just Neil Gaiman retelling the Norse myths. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out, too. Mm-hmm. I need to read things.
I haven't read a book for 2 years.
Need to get on that. Libraries are great.
Yeah, no.
What do you mean?
Yeah,
I have books at
Casey
home.
Casey is wrong about everything.
I have books at home.
She doesn't like the library.
I ain't got time
Scarlett
for that.
Scarlett Joe is good as Black Widow.
It's okay, guys. It's okay. We're all going to go to a convention all together someday, and you're just not going to wake up. It's okay.
When Casey snaps.
So, recommendations.
I have one. I had two. What was my other one? Okay, I'll do my one, and if I think of my other one, I'll come back to it. Okay, but okay. So I've been on this modeling frenzy this weekend, and I had bought a couple months ago these little packets. They're called the maker is Happy Seppuku, and they make these little like rubber mats that have terrain, like a train stamp on them.
Yeah.
So then you just take resin, and then you mash it on there, and then it's on your base, and it looks nice.
Oh.
So instead of buying all of those resin bases that are already pre-made, like the cobblestone, you can just make your own.
Yeah. That's kind of sweet.
We have that, too. We kickstarted it.
Oh, yeah.
or something similar. Anyway.
They come out with a lot of neat different varieties too. Because Aaron bought like an Asian one for his Bushido, and I know that if you're getting the VIP package at Adepticon, I think they're including like a Clox one in that, which looks really neat. Oh
yeah, I think we bought that one. I don't remember.
I think it's new. Or it made it sound like it was something for, maybe it's just something that they're just
It might have been an addition that you could buy.
Oh, for the Kickstarter?
Well, no, not just the Kickstarter. I think Adepticon, there was an option to just add it to the bag.
Gotcha.
I don't remember. So, but yeah, it did look cool.
Yeah. No, they look really neat. But that's, if you want to do basing. So, I mean, my bases cost, well, technically $30 because Procreate's $15 and then the stamping stuff was $15 too. So.
Not bad though.
No, considering usually those pre-made ones are like a couple dollars a piece for a base. So that's my.
I'm laughing at the Audible for my hour drives everywhere.
Get Audible? Oh.
But then I wouldn't have SiriusXM because I'd have to choose one or the other.
Oh, that's something I can recommend. There's a a parody of Harry Potter, the Wizard People. That's it's they what they did was they re-narrated the movies, the first, the Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone movie. they narrated as if they were reading the book while the movie was playing, but it correlates to the movie if you play them both at the same time, and it's amazing. It's about it's probably about 3 hours, I suppose, since the Harry Potter movie is, but that's worth listening to for your listening pleasure on the way to Adepticon.
I'm so excited about the 2-hour drive.
It's well, yeah, yours is probably 2, mine's 3. Yeah.
I'm happy it's not 5.
Yeah.
Sorry. I know we live a little further south and we get that advantage from you guys, but it'll be a breeze.
It's nice. It's really awesome because it's Schaumburg, so it's northern Illinois. You don't actually, northern Chicago, I should say, so you're not going through Chicago
That is nice of them to put it up there.
That's what I love about the Schaumburg location, and I hope it stays there for a long time.
That's a nice location.
Oh, and it's next to the massive mall and Akuma's Corners and a Ram. Ram is delicious.
Yeah.
I am getting my Sky High Mud Pie. That's the thing I'm looking most forward to this weekend.
the most beautiful man in War Machine is going to be at Adepticon.
The most beautiful man.
Tony Riccio.
I don't know who that is.
You'll see him.
Okay. Does he follow our page? We could tell him to find us.
The magnificent eyebrows that I always hear about.
I don't know if he has magnificent eyebrows, but he is the most beautiful man in War Machine, like by a long shot. JVM's like a 5 out of 10 compared to Tony Riccio. There's an Ayn Rand Harry Potter floating around. I will take that recommendation.
Let's see.
That sounds incredible in so many ways.
What do I want to recommend?
That's the other thing that I recommend. See Tony Riccio. Even if you just look from afar, it's okay.
We need a picture of him so we can figure out who this guy is.
Can I steal your phone?
Sure.
I will Facebook? Pull up his Facebook picture. He's the most beautiful man in War Machine.
Speaking of Rand, it reminded me of... Iron Fist, released on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Friday. And it's very good so far.
We have not watched it yet. We went through season 1 of Narcos last week. And we did not continue on to season 2. I'm not sure why we didn't continue on to season 2. So then we moved on to the O.J. Simpson show and started that. So, yeah, I don't know.
No, I will never take that bet. JVM's 5 out of 10 by comparison.
I don't want to get into rating War Machine players by how they look.
I need to see Tony and then I can compare.
No, it's the baby face thing. No.
I had a weird dream about JVM before ATC.
Yeah.
I had a dream that I played him and he was a dick. Like, I've never met the guy.
He's a nice enough guy.
That's what I figured. But he was like a total jerk. I'm like, I'm going to charge this thing. He's like, okay. And then I moved it and he's like, now you're not charging. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, it was a nightmare. I felt terrible. Did you find him?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
See?
Do we have any other
non-Star Wars people? Yeah. The Star Wars adds to the beauty, okay?
He's got a pretty sharp face, though.
Yeah.
Why is this not loading?
I mean, from what I see of Tony, not bad.
He's not Carl Urban, which is more my type. But he looks pretty nice.
It's not bad. I think JVM does kind of hit more towards home for me than Tony, though. Yeah. So I will continue to give JVM 10 out of 10. Love you, JV. Tell Zosha I says hi. Mwah. I'm so looking forward to seeing Zosha. She's always at Adepticon.
And oh, she's is like she coming my, to Adepticon?
She normally does. And you just see her walking around. She doesn't normally play, but you know she's everywhere. Mm-hmm. She's adorable. I love her. She's just adorable. let's see. I get to take you going around everywhere and giving you the whole tour.
Yeah, because this is my... It's your first. Take my virginity for Adepticon.
Popping that Adepticon series.
Yeah, we don't know. We're going to stay... I can't remember. We're like 2 miles away from... It's one of the recommended hotels.
Okay.
But it's not at the actual center. So we're like 2 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm hoping the water actually works in our room this time.
I'm going to bring a jug of water.
Yeah. They do have... water stations throughout the entire thing that they normally are pretty good about keeping full.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just a bubbler, basically a collagen bubbler.
Right.
But fancy looking.
Mm-hmm.
So they have those everywhere.
Okay.
But I mean, that's bring your own water if you want to.
Yeah. I don't know how our hotel is going to be. I think it's either Hyatt or Hilton. It's a H.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something.
But, no, I'll give you the tour.
Okay. Lots I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thursday we're not doing anything, so. Mm-hmm.
I was really debating going to see Rammstein in movie theaters in Chicago on Thursday night, but.
Oh, is that? That's this weekend, too,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is. Psych, son of a bitch. The tickets are probably sold out by now.
Yeah.
I didn't realize Rammstein was still around.
Yeah, they are.
They came out with an album not that long ago, like a year or two ago.
Till
came out with a work with a Swedish guy. I always forget his fucking name, but they came out with a track or CD last year,
mm-hmm.
which is amazing because he sings it in English.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome. Fucking love it.
But I think that weren't they gonna tour again after he was done with that?
They are touring mostly in Europe.
Yeah.
And then some other countries. But I think they're only hitting Wisconsin, the US once this year, and that's in New York, and I can't afford to
fly all the way
to
New York
do that.
Aaron told me that, where did he say it? Like Motionless in White, I think, did a Duhas cover, and he said it was really great.
It was good. I heard it on Pandora last week, and it's like, lol, what? When did this come out? But my recommendation, then we'll wrap up. I want to recommend the Tarzan movie, The Legend of Tarzan. It's actually really good.
Really?
It is.
Casey says it's good because Casey's wrong about everything.
The original book. Because the Disney movie that we all
doesn't
know
all.
Doesn't follow book. No, it's just all about him growing up in the wild, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, it's actually him back in Britain, you know, domesticated and all that.
Hmm.
And he has to go home to the Congo and deal with some shit. And it, like I said, follows it quite well. And Alexander Skarsgård is just beautiful. And then it has Margot Robbie, the Harley Quinn lady from the absolutely awful Suicide Squad movie.
Okay, at least you got that right.
That was fucking terrible. Fucking terrible.
They could have done so many good things with it, too.
Yeah. So I'm going to recommend Legend of Tarzan, and I am out.
Why do you have that look on your face?
And he's looking at us like he thinks that the Suicide Squad movie was good.
No, I'm not saying that. But you still like Gods of Egypt.
That was good.
From what I heard, the Pain Train was not as awful as you were expecting. So not awful seems like an okay rating.
Maybe. All
right. We'll see you next time, guys. Not sure when that is.
Probably.
It's not this next weekend, obviously, because of Adepticon.
Maybe the following.
I think per our normal schedule, it'll be the second. Because that's... Are we doing the first weekend and the third weekend?
The second is there's going to be issues with the second.
Okay. We'll figure it out and post it.
All right. We'll figure it out, guys.
Recovery from April Fool's Day?
No. WrestleMania.
I can see Andy getting pranked.
All right. We'll post to the page, guys, and we'll see about getting to the Twitter. Don't make any promises whatsoever.
Sad.
See you next time for episode 15.
Yes. Will we remember it correctly this time?
No.
Who knows?
All right. Bye.